Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Carr covering. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball towards right. Rice catches it and throws to first to double up Jameson. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive off the glove of Gerber, and into shallow left field. Burns reaches second base with a double. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Speaker scores. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-0 in the game. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Rice moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Rice scores. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for a single. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder bunts and there's an error on the play. Gerber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gerber moves to third. Van Gilder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Lamott pinch runs for Wally Gerber. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Lamott scores. Van Gilder moves to third. Robertson moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it and throws to home to get Van Gilder. Robertson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Lamott now playing shortstop. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carr moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and has Jacobson trapped. There's the throw to Spurgeon, who throws to Klugman, who tags Jacobson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Rice scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacobson scores. It's 10-2, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa pinch hits for Joe Klugman. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee pinch runs for Ben Carr. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Lee. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.